Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about serving and how God wants to do immeasurably more than we can think or ask in our serving and the way we serve Him through the way we serve one another. And so this morning, we're going to focus in on serving with power. And if you live in the northern Indiana area, and probably a lot of other areas too, it's kind of an icy morning. Fortunately, I live not far from the church, so I can come into the office, and the main road's pretty clear. Looks like those that aren't main roads are very treacherous. And so if you have to be out, be careful, take it slow, and pay attention not just to what you're doing, but to what others are doing as well. Anyhow, it's good to be out this morning and to be able to share together in this. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, "For to be sure," and speaking of Jesus, "he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him to serve you." And so we recognize that God's desire is that we serve beyond our ability, beyond our human flesh, beyond what we could do on our own. If we limit our serving to what we can accomplish, well, then it's us. And if we can accomplish much, then we get the credit. We get the glory. We get the praise. If we accomplish little, then, well, either we get the blame or nobody really expected all that much anyhow. But when we recognize our weakness and we live within that weakness and allow God to serve through us, He gets the credit, He gets the glory, He gets the honor. And the good news is He never fails. And even in the times where it looks like we've blown it, if we're in the midst of serving within His power, He makes something good out of it. And perhaps our definition of blowing it is exactly what He wanted in order to accomplish something we could not imagine, we could not think. You see, we think of this immeasurably more than we can think or imagine. We still think of that immeasurably more in our own terms. But when we stop and allow God to work on His terms, then many of our definitions of success, of goodness, of right, melt away. And they are replaced by God's definitions, by His Word, by His Spirit, by His power. I remember a lot of years ago now, I was asked to teach a lesson for a junior church class on a Sunday morning. And that was so far out of my comfort zone. This shy, quiet kid that didn't like to talk. Kid, I was a young adult by that time. And yet I did not want to disappoint the person who asked me. And in my mind, I kept telling myself, a lot of people do this. It can't be that difficult. And I'm confident I had very little to share. I had a lot to share. I had very little ability to share it in a meaningful way to that group of children. And I was nervous, and I'm sure that I was stammering and stumbling and trying to find the words and reading the lesson out of the book. And I'm confident it wasn't something to use as an illustration on how to teach children. But the difficulty with agreeing to do something, even when you don't want to, is that once you do, you get asked again. And it becomes expected. Now, the upside of it is, as you continue to do that, especially if you continue to do that, constantly seeking God's help because you know that you're too weak to do it on your own, you know you don't have the ability, you know that it's not your strength, God does immeasurably more than you can even imagine. And so many times we're asked to do something to serve someone else. We're asked to teach a children's church class. We're asked to visit someone who's sick. And we're asked to provide help to someone in need. We're asked to lead the vacation Bible school. We're asked to... And the list goes on and on. And I would encourage you and challenge you that if your first instinct in those times is no, depending on why, but if it's simply because you're not good at it, perhaps use those opportunities to cry out to God for help. And when we are weak, He is seen and made known as strong. And we serve with power when it's God's power that works and serves in us and through us. I don't know of any greater weakness that you could personify than a person hanging on a cross, dead. And Paul writes and he says, that's Jesus. Crucified in weakness, raised with power to serve His Father, but to serve us, to accomplish what we needed, immeasurably more than we could ever do on our own, immeasurably more than we could even think of asking, in a way that seems incomprehensible. And he says, that's what happens when we're willing to die to self and allow the power of God to work through us and raise us to a new life, a life that serves. And when we learn to seek God's help in everything, and for most of us, that's most likely to be done when we know we're weak. That doesn't have to be limited to that. We can learn the practice of crying out to God and seeking His help in the areas that we feel strong in. And when we do that, we can watch God do immeasurably more than we even thought we could. And so it's a matter of in our weaknesses and in our strengths, because even in our strength, we are weak compared to what God can do. We seek His help. We acknowledge His favor. We pursue His will. We accomplish what was thought impossible. Because the power is not us. The power is within us. It's the presence of the living God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to accomplish what you desire. And Father, sometimes we get so confused in life because what we attempt and what we put our efforts into doesn't always work the way we want it to. And we think it ought to. And so God, help us to evaluate how much we pursue on our own and how much we lift up self, so that we would recognize the weakness and to realize that the thing that seems the most strong is sometimes the most weak. And Father, I think of pride that always appears as a strength, and yet it is one of the greatest weaknesses we have. And so, God, help us to acknowledge our need for you, to acknowledge our weakness, to consistently seek your help in accomplishing all that you want done, so that you get the glory, you get the credit, you get the honor, the praise, the worship, everything that's due to who you are. Father, as we serve in our weakness, may your power be made known. And may our serving be powerful because it's you that's accomplishing what gets done. Not to excuse any lack of effort or intention on our part, but to recognize there's more when we work through your strength, living within us, your spirit that guides us and counsels us and corrects us and teaches us and helps us. So God, today, help us to acknowledge and live with that awareness that we are weak and we need you. And Father, help us in those times where we're asked to serve in certain ways that we'd rather not do. That we would fully consider what you want. Not making that decision based on whether we're good at it or not, but based on whether your desire is for us to be involved in it. And Father, especially in those areas that we're asked to do something that we consider ourselves too weak, may we view those as opportunities for you to be seen as strong. Father, continue to teach us, continue to guide us, continue to strengthen us. And Father, may we be those who serve others and may that serving be powerful. And may that powerful serving be done in a way that people see it and they glorify you. And Father, today, may we represent Jesus well. May he be lifted up through our weakness so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.